fighting school reopening in highest mortality rate Burunanil Mulholland, Vice Chair, Newham Trade Union Council, personal capacity, and East London Socialist Party, with Newham in East London suffering the highest COVID-19 mortality rate in England and Wales, at 144.3 deaths per 100,000 people. There are widespread concerns among the borough students, parents, teachers, and other school staff that schools and colleges will be prematurely reopened before they are safe. In light of this, Louise Cafaro, Newham's National Education Union, NEU, secretary, and a Socialist Party member, convened a Zoom meeting on the 6th of May to discuss the issue with local parents, councillors, the Labour MP for East Ham Stephen Timms, anti-academy campaigners, and Newham Trade Union Council members. Louise outlined the 5 tests that the NEU set for schools to reopen. The NEU states that the COVID-19 case count must be lower, and extensive arrangements must be ready for testing and contact tracing. But are education workers in Newham confident this will be securely in place? The NEU says a national plan must be agreed for appropriate physical distancing and levels of social mixing. Will physical distancing be possible consistently in Newham's often overcrowded schools? Hotspots. The NEU calls for comprehensive regular testing for children and staff to ensure schools and colleges do not become hotspots for COVID-19. So far, these tests and protocols have not been agreed to by the Tory government. Louise pointed out that if teachers and staff are not assured, they can, under the Employment Rights Act 1996, refuse to return to work to a danger that they believe to be serious and imminent. The current coronavirus legislation states the virus poses just such a threat. The meeting heard the shocking news that Newham Council has not actually met since the coronavirus crisis, despite Newham being the epicenter of the pandemic. Nevertheless, the councillors present agreed to take the NEU's 5 tests to the Newham Mayor's office, and to seek to persuade the Labour-run council to agree to support the union's approach. As chair of the Parliament's Work and Pensions Select Committee, Stephen Timms MP asked for workplace reports and proposals he can bring to its next meeting. As well as Louise's comments and other suggestions, I outlined COVID-19 related concerns from workplaces that have been brought to Newham Trade Union Council, including from reps from the University and College Union, the Higher Education Lecturers Union. We await with interest the response of the Select Committee